Thank you, Oscar. Congregation may be seated. And at this time, I'm going to invite forward our superintendent, Melissa Goff, to come forward. And we're thankful that she is here today with us. As the congregation knows, throughout January and February, we're inviting our partners in the community. It's important for us to hear from them and to find out ways in which we can partner and pray for you. So nice to have you here, Melissa.
Thank you, Pastor. So a year ago, I was here speaking with all of you, and I was 6 months into my job. I'm now 18 months into my job. And a job that I thought was challenging has shown me that last year at this time it was not challenging. This has been a very challenging year for all of us in the schools. It's been a particularly challenging year for those of us who are caring for our high school students. Regardless of if you're a family member, if you're a student, if you're an employee, we bring multiple perspectives into every room that we're walking into. And the challenge of being unified, as Pastor Lucky was talking about, has indeed been our challenge. So I want to open by just asking for your prayers for all of us who are engaged in this very difficult time, and for understanding that all of us engaged are imperfect. All of us are trying to make our way through in a way that most of us are probably on our knees in prayer about, and that even still, we are finding such a challenge. Our students feel that challenge when they see it among our adults. And as the superintendent, what my struggle is at the moment is finding out how we together move forward, recognizing that we may never see the particular circumstance the same. And yet we care completely and fully about our children, and not some of the children, all of the kids. I really appreciated your words today. I appreciated the focus on peace. I actually was singing Make Me a Channel of Your Peace in the shower before I came this morning, so that was great. And so what I thought I wanted to do today is just reflect back to all of you what I have seen in Philomath and what we as staff who work together are so appreciative of within this community. We see a community who cares completely, fully, resolutely about its children. We are so united as a community for care and concern for all of our kids. It's a reason that my family wanted to move here. It's a reason why my daughter, through all of this, as a sophomore at the high school, has had a safe and happy year, regardless of the stress and strain surrounding the high school community. This is not changing, this concern that we have for our children. And so I wanted to also focus on the many things that we are doing together within the school community that are helping our kids as we move forward. Right now, we have almost 91% of our kids who graduate from PHS on time in 4 years, which is fabulous. I mean, compare that across the state, it's insane. It's insane. But what that also means for us is that 44 of the kids that are at the high school right now probably are not going to graduate on time. So what does that mean for us as a community? Well, it means that we get to come together around these 44, 45 students to try and identify what are those actual areas where we could better support them and their success so that we have the joy of seeing them progress into that 13th year at the same time as their peers with the success. Part of what that means is the community coming together to support kids when kids actually love to learn by doing. It isn't always just rote mathematics and reading that gets students through. It's the drama performances. It's the athletics. It is forestry. It is metals work. It is all of those things that sometimes in education we tend to narrow out of the focus rather than allow in. We as a school district have been very blessed this year by unique partnerships with Philomath Community Foundation and a number of timber industry partners who have invested in expanding our forestry program. We're hiring a second forestry teacher. Right now it's posted. If you know anybody who's in the forestry industry who might want to teach, you don't have to already have your teaching certificate to be in that role. Actually, if you're in industry and you love what you do, we would love for you to come over to the high school and invigorate our kids with that same enthusiasm. We as a school district are looking at how do we start at the very earliest ages with our children. We've expanded our pre-kindergarten program so that more of our kids are starting school at the same kindergarten at the same level and have the opportunities to get to know what is school like and why am I valuable, just socially, why am I valuable? And we are doing all of this because we know that this is what our community wants from us. And so I just ask from all of you for your prayers, for your understanding, for a focus on continuing to build unity and finding peace within the school, and recognize that all of us in our own way are asking that of each other. So thank you for having me here today. I really appreciate it. And I will, as Jeremy said, I will be here after. So thank you. Cool. Thank you.